People often say, have a good day. But if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Well, the opening tip, Waymeyer wins it. It tips it out of bounds. So Batesville gets the basketball. Pioneers on their first offensive possession. Going to be called for an offensive foul. That is Brandon Williams called for the offensive foul. His first, team's first. First turnover by the Pioneers. Dawson McMahon is in the starting lineup instead of Clem here to get this one started for the Pioneers tonight. Batesville, white home uniforms, orange numerals, and the black trim, the Bombers, blue road uniforms, white numerals in the gold trim. This shot by Peters out top. Underneath, it's Cruz with the offensive rebound. Now we got a whistle and a travel against Mountain Home. So each team with one possession, each team with one turnover. .717 left first quarter, just getting things started in the boys' game. Left side for the Pioneers. This is Blakely with it. Out top, it's Williams now. Bombers in a man-to-man defensively. Blakely picks up the dribble, swings it out between the circles. Sturdivant with it. Williams in the corner. Back to Sturdivant. The freshman with it right now, J.P. Morgan. A three out top is going to be hit by Blakely. And so the Pioneers will strike first, 3-0 Batesville. 6:30 left in this opening quarter. Inside, Waymeyer scores and a foul and a chance for a three-point play. The foul on Batesville is charged to Sturdivant, his first, the team second. And Waymeyer at the line trying to complete the three-point play. Free throw rattles around. It's no good. Morgan, the rebound underneath for Batesville. Sturdivant had 17 to Morgan 12 in the first meeting of these teams. There's a foul along the baseline. Cruz tried to take the charge, did not get set. That's his first foul, team foul number one. At the free throw line, Brock Sturdivant. I said Sturdivant scored 17. Actually, it was Clem that scored 17 in the first meeting. First free throw by Sturdivant is good. Makes it 4-2 Batesville. Second free throw missed. Waymeyer with the rebound for Mountain Home. The Shears on the near side. Benton out top. Bombers operating right to left in this first half. Here's is Waymeyer scoring underneath, ties the game at four. Just under 6 minutes left in this opening quarter. Out top, it's Blakely. Gives it up inside to Morgan. Missing, blocked underneath by Waymeyer, and he comes up with the basketball. Bombers looking to take their first lead of the ball game. 5:33 left opening period. Into the paint, Benton. 3 second violation called against Mountain Home. Bombers with their second turnover. 5:24 left in the opening period. Mountain Home is going to go to the bench. Cruz will come out. Baylor Cresilius, the 6'2 junior, will check in. Waymeyer had a big night the first meeting with 14 points, 11 rebounds. Cruz scored 14 in that first meeting as well. Morgan along the baseline, driving through the paint. The shot over Waymeyer is good from the freshman. 6-4 Batesville. Benton directs the traffic. Peters will penetrate. Off the glass, misses. Williams the rebound underneath for Batesville. McMahon works it ahead now for the Pioneers with 4:42 left in the opening quarter. Batesville up 6-4. Morgan down the paint, lays it up and in. He beat Waymire at the free throw line, takes it down the paint and scores. Timeout Mountain Home. 8-4, Batesville leads it. 4.5 left in the first quarter. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball, or rather to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank has been a constant in our Twin Lakes community since 1963. With 5 locations in Baxter and Marion counties, we are only as big as you need us to be. I'm Joe Miles, and our focus at Integrity First is to know you by name and offer a customized quality approach to your banking needs. From opening your first checking account to reviewing your investment and retirement plans, you can bank on us to be right here for you. We value our hometown relationships and our priority to keep Integrity First.
You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home.
4:27 left in this opening quarter. Batesville leading Mountain Home 8-4. Mountain Home with the basketball. Bashiers driving left baseline. The shot won't go, but he is fouled. The foul is going to go against Blakely. Caleb Blakely picks up his first team foul, number 3, against Batesville. Hunter Brashears at the free throw line. The first one from the lefty is missed. Has one more to his credit here. And this one, he gets the bounce off the back of the rim, and it drops through. 8-5 Batesville. Quickly at the other end, Morgan, the pull-up three won't go. Waymeyer with his third rebound underneath. Benton runs the floor now, works it ahead. Peters, now Benton out top, swings it right side. Waymeyer in the paint on the right block, turnaround hook won't go. Rebound underneath by Peters, keeps it alive for the Bombers. Cresilius back out top to Benton now with 3:49 left in the first period. Batesville by 3. Bashiers looks inside. Waymeyer left block. Yes, and a foul. And a chance for a 3-point play for Waymeyer. The foul is going to be on J.P. Morgan. His first team foul, number 4, against Batesville. Waymeyer's free throw is short. Morgan with the rebound. So it's 8-7, Batesville, and a steal by the Bombers. Mountain Home comes up with it. Out top, Bashiers. Mountain Home looking for their first lead of the ball game. Peters looks inside to Waymeyer. Ball knocked loose, a lot of contact. Nothing called, and it's a turnover. Third turnover by the Bombers. At the other end, it's going to be an offensive foul. Yep, Sturdivant going down the paint, out of control. Picks up the foul. That's his second. Fifth team foul. Third turnover. Jacob Warner, a senior, will check in now for the Pioneers. Sturdivant comes out. Garrett Deechee, the 6'5 senior, into the lineup now for Mountain Home. Waymeyer gets a breather. 3:05 left opening quarter. Bombers down by 1. Bashiers, now Peters. Bashiers out top. They'll swing it to the right side. Benton underneath to Deechee. Reverse layup good. And Mountain Home has its first lead of the ball game. 9-8 with 2:48 left in this opening period. Baseline drive by Warner. He's cut off. Brings it back to Williams now. He'll take it to the top of the key. Pull up from about 16. The shot short. Rebound. Mountain Home. Peters has the board underneath. His second rebound. Quickly up ahead, he goes to Benton. Cross court, Deechee spots from 17 and knocks it down. 11-8. Mountain Home. Batesville on the offensive end. Williams in the paint. Spinning off the glass. It won't go. Deechee the rebound. Well, he's already got 4 points and a rebound. And what about 45 seconds of action? Benton slows it down a bit as the Bombers get the offense set. The Shears out top, it comes to Peters. Benton into the paint. Peters shot will not go. The rebound to Williams. 1:48 left in this opening quarter. 3-point Mountain only. In the corner right side, a three by Blakely will not go. Dichi with the rebound. His second board. Into the corner, the pass goes to Bashirs. High post, ball knocked loose, picked back up by Mountain Home. Out top, jumper no, but there is a foul. Benton is going to go to the free throw line. Check it, Cresilius will go to the free throw line. The foul's on Blakely, that's his second. Team foul number 6 against Batesville. Cresilius to shoot a couple. First one from the junior is good. Luke Dibble into the ballgame now for Mountain Home, the 6'1 junior. The Shears goes out. Bombers have gone 8 deep here in this first quarter. Cresilius with another one. It's missed. Williams the rebound underneath. 12-8 Mountain Home with 1:15 left in this first quarter. The Bombers right now on a 7-0 run. Morgan has it out top. Three ball on the way. He's off the back of the rim. Rebound is loose. Controlled by Blakely finally. Inside, the ball poked loose. Picked back up by the Pioneers. 49 seconds left in the first quarter. Morgan down the paint. We got a whistle away from the basketball. And what do we have? A foul against Mountain Home, apparently. It's on Baylor Cresilius. Cresilius and Peters come out. The Shears and Waymeyer back in. The foul on Cresilius is his first. The team's third. 42 seconds left in the period. A three on the way is missed by McMahon. The rebound along the baseline, kept alive by Warner. Back to McMahon, misses again. And the rebound still loose, and Dibble has it now for Mountain Home. Bombers on a 7-0 run with the basketball. Bashirs out top, it's Benton. Dichi down the right side of the paint. He's cut off and lost the basketball. The turnover at the other end. McMahon leans in and gets it. 10 seconds left in the quarter. The Bombers by 2 with the ball. Left side, Dibble. Ball knocked away. A turnover. A three at the buzzer is no good. We've played one quarter. And the Bombers leading 12-10. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Baxter Regional Medical Center is proud of our latest achievement, the only hospital in Arkansas to be named one of HealthGrade's America's 50 Best Hospitals for Cardiac Surgery 4 years in a row. Baxter Regional offers a complete cardiac care program and state-of-the-art heart care, ranking in the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery. Baxter Regional Medical Center, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.